In this case, we're looking at a series of what we call mosque lamps. These lamps were generally suspended from the ceiling with long metal chains. And inside, they would have been fitted with a saucer that held oil and water and a floating wick. These would have provided light, but they also would have created a sort of fabulous atmosphere with all of these sort of dimly lit lamps in rows. There'd have been many of them in any one context. Technically, the art of enameled glass is one of the areas where Mamluk art really excelled. It was quite a feat not only to blow these big forms, but also to decorate them with enamels that needed to be reheated. And not all of the enamels would adhere at the same temperature, so this had to be done over and over, depending on how complicated the piece was. So you see a sort of progression. In some of the later pieces, you can see more ambitious designs. Mosque lamps are a really good place for us to see calligraphic decoration really coming to the forefront. And very often, they contain a particular verse from the Quran that we call the light verse. And this is a verse which sort of emphasizes the presence of God and his luminous presence.
On the necks of most of these lamps, you'll see a roundel with symbols that look like European coats of arms or heraldry. These are part of the cultural exchange resulting from the Crusades. If you haven't already heard about the impact of the Crusades, press play. Or if you'd rather hear about some techniques of Islamic glassmaking, press number 6737. Look about as you listen.